Isaiah chapter 61. The Spirit of the Sovereign, Yahweh, is upon me, because Yahweh has anointed me to preach good tidings towards the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those that are bound. He sent me to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh and the day of vengeance of our Elohim. He sent me to comfort all who mourn, to appoint to them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, so that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of Yahweh, so that he might be honored. And they shall build the old wasted places. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the wasted cities, and the desolations of many generations, and strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of Yahweh. Men will call you the ministers of our Elohim. You will eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their riches will you boast yourselves. For your shame you will have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double, everlasting joy shall be towards them. For I, Yahweh, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known amongst the Gentiles, and their offspring amongst the people. All who see them will acknowledge them, that they are the seed which Yahweh has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in Yahweh. My soul will be joyful in my Elohim. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, like a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and like a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Sovereign, Yahweh, will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all of the nations. End of chapter.